AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Leslie Jones.
That's right, they let me come back for another night. So let's go. All right. You guys on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Well, I got bad news, because if you're on TikTok, you got to drop out of college. Because universities across the country are banning TikTok from school Wi-Fi because they're worried that China might be spying on them. Yeah. And you know what? Good. Get these kids off TikTok. I'm tired of seeing little Ashley's amazing hack for how to flip grilled cheese in a pan. You don't think I know how to flip a pan, bitch? Grilled cheese? I've been flipping pans and making grilled cheese since before you were born. So don't talk to me like I'm stupid. You're stupid. Stupid 24-year-old with your dewy f***ing skin. F*** you and your youth. Okay, I think I got off subject. I'm sorry. Next up, the TSA announced that they seized record numbers of guns at airport checkpoints last year. And let me tell you something. If I'm bringing a gun through checkpoint, you ain't taking it from me. 'Cause I got a gun. But honestly, I think this makes it more interesting for TSA people, 'cause you know they get bored and they're probably happy when they actually find a gun, you know? Dildo. 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 Two dildos. Oh! Oh, an AK! We got an AK! It's happening, guys! It's happening! Confiscate that gun! Yeah, and get the dildo, too. I think he's a dildo. Ooh, you a nasty terrorist! Moving on. Y'all know who George Santos is, right? With his creepy ass. If y'all don't know who he is, he's the new Republican congressman who we found out lied about his entire life. He made up a whole career as a businessman. He made up that his family was Jewish and his mom was a victim of 9/11. ill. Yeah. Ill. Yeah. Do you know how much you have to lie to be known as the lying congressman? I mean, all these motherfuckers do is lie all day. But when you ask them who is the liar, they're like, this guy. Wait till you hear about this shit he did.
Representative George Santos has allegedly stolen $3,000 in donations from a disabled homeless veteran's dying service dog. Santos allegedly used an alias to con the veteran and set up a GoFundMe page that would be deleted as soon as it hit its goal, and then Santos disappeared altogether.
Exactly. So you telling me this man didn't steal $3,000 from a dog? He didn't just steal from a service dog. He didn't just steal from a dying service dog. He stole from a disabled, homeless veteran's dying service dog? Oh my God! You evil and stupid. You gonna mess with somebody's dog? Have you not heard of John Wick? Your ass is in trouble. Mess with no veterans, dog. You know what's so crazy? This guy is so evil, I wonder if they put him in there on purpose so I can't pay attention to the other evil people. Anybody got any eyes on Marjorie Taylor Greene? What's up with that bitch? What is that bitch up to? She probably got Garfield tied up in her office. It's like, what does this man have to do to get thrown out of Congress? He's a f***ing liar. Black people don't get believed when they actually tell the truth. Barack Obama was like, hey, I was born in America. And people were like, bullshit, where's your birth certificate? And this guy was like, I was a millionaire Jewish volleyball star. And y'all like, hell yeah, put him in Congress. Sick of y'all shit. And finally, I don't know if y'all been eating breakfast lately, but breakfast is in trouble, son.
The latest economic numbers show inflation is slowing down, but not for people who buy eggs. The average price for a dozen of eggs has more than doubled over the past year. Shortages around the country are hurting producers and putting more stress on consumers and businesses.
Why is there a shortage right now? What's going on?
Well, I'm sure you heard there is a bird flu in the Midwest.
At Egg Tuck, a breakfast spot in Los Angeles that goes through up to 6,000 eggs a week, costs have quadrupled, and they're feeling it.
All of our courses are made with eggs.
Meanwhile, the line of cars is about 30 minutes long at Billy's Egg Farm in Southern California, and workers are scrambling to meet demand.
What? Wait a minute. Bitch, why you buying so many eggs? But yeah, there's an egg shortage right now because a ton of chickens got bird flu, which isn't surprising, you know? Because chickens are freaky little disgusting creatures. And God, how I love to eat what they shit out they bird pussies early in the morning. Now, this is serious because people need eggs so badly, I think the chickens are gonna start getting real cocky. What's up, bitch? You want these eggs? What you gonna do for me? I'm gonna tell you what I want. I want a new barn, I want an assistant. I want to fly business class and an extra large flat screen and a PS5 and one more thing. sell Sally to Popeyes. Bye, bitch. For more on this egg story, let's now go to a man who deserves to be knee-deep in chicken shit. Y'all give it up for Michael Costa.
Okay, yeah. Hi, Leslie. It's great to see you again.
No, it ain't.
Okay, I see. Just so everybody knows, Leslie and I have a bit of history, but don't worry, we're gonna be totally professional.
I ain't about to be shit. I ain't gonna be professional or nothing. You should have been professional when you was dating my homegirl.
Okay, Leslie, love is complicated, and I'd rather not share the details of such a private matter, okay? But ultimately, relationships do end. So, now, the eggs.
Don't try to weasel yourself out of this. Don't do that.
Leslie, I don't know what she told you, but she cheated on me 3 times.
Oh, and that's the reason not to call her back? Not chicken shit!
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So, now, the egg shortage. It's actually the result of the avian bird flu, and that...
I don't give a f*** about that.
Okay.
What you did was wrong, Costa.
Leslie, you don't know this, but she gave me chlamydia.
Yeah, I do know that. And people have done worse, Costa. It's curable, okay? Just get you some penicillin. The shit that gets rid of that shit.
Okay.
And move on with the romance. Don't be ghosting my girl. That ain't cool.
Okay, let's just talk about the eggs, okay? Because as I was saying, the shortage is severe. But if you look closely, you'll find that it's not all it's cracked up to be.
You so f***ing corny, Costa. You know she was gonna break up with you because you a corny motherfucker, right? You know that, right?
Look, I'm trying to be a good sport here. I came all the way out here to this farm that you sent me to. I got feathers all over my suit. It stinks.
You know what? You know what? I'll tell you what stinks. My girl had to go to therapy after you.
Yeah, because she has multiple personality disorder.
Yeah! That's what we loved about her. She's like 10 friends in 1. Be a real f***ing man and f*** 10 bitches, Costa!
Okay. I handled it the best I could. I don't know why you care about this so much. Why don't we talk about it off air if you're so upset? Can we just focus on the news?
Yeah, I'm talking to his bitch ass right now. Looking at those lying eyes of him. Mm-hmm. He ain't shit. Mm-hmm. You know what? That's right. I'm gonna bring that up. Okay, hold on. You know what, Costa? You know what? You didn't even visit her in the lockup after she stabbed your ass. That's f***ed up. That's f***ed.
Leslie, for the last time, you know, what do you want from me?
I want you to say you're sorry. I want you to apologize to my homegirl.
Okay. All right. Okay. Leslie. From the bottom of my heart.
Man, you ain't got no damn heart. Wanna hear that shit? And I hope a chicken shits in your shoes. Y'all give it up for Michael Costa. All right, when we come back, Roy Wood Jr. visits the White House, so don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Have you ever wondered what happens when a championship team visits the White House? Well, so did Roy Wood Jr. Let's go check it out.
In American pro sports, if your team wins the championship, you get to go to the White House, enjoy a 5-star meal, and hand the president a jersey he'll never wear. I got to attend this year's event with the Golden State Warriors to celebrate their NBA championship, something they didn't get to do the last 2 times they won.
Let me just say that the Golden State Warriors are always welcome in this White House. Always.
To find out why, I asked the man, 46 himself.
How you doing, Mr. President?
Well, how you doing?
Now, quick question, Mr. President. The Warriors won in 2017 and 2018. Why didn't they come to the White House those other 2 times?
Well, you have to ask the other guy, but he didn't work here anymore.
New boss, new rules. All right, well, thank you.
Well, mystery solved. Time to talk to some basketball players.
Why are athletes invited to the White House?
Sports in general brings, like, so many people together. I think basketball especially, like, we're very visible and whatnot. So when you win a championship and you get invited here, we all can leverage our platform to you know, change the game in a way that will be bigger than basketball. And I think this is a great moment to reflect on all of that.
Do you think it's fair that only the Warriors were invited and not the other 29 teams that y'all would?
Hell no.
What about inclusion?
No, everybody was included in the 82 games, but that's where the inclusion stops.
Do you think events like this, where teams are invited to the White House, create opportunities for conversation about real issues?
They actually do. I actually took part in a panel before our ceremony with the president and the vice president on gun safety and gun violence issues. We get to, you know, go see the president, see the White House, but also actually kind of take part in some real discussions.
What is one rule that you would have the president change in the NBA?
One rule, no techs. That's an easy one for me, no technical fouls.
You can't go no techs.
No, you can't.
3 techs?
No, why 3?
Three full techs.
It's a person deciding that you deserve a tech because they didn't like something you did.
You're right. Better crib, your crib or the White House?
My crib, I like my crib better. My crib got a kitchen I got access to. I don't even know where they're good to keep the food at over here.
Oh, I'm looking for a sandwich. That's what I'm saying.
You got all these people.
I'm so hungry, dog.
Where are they?
The chefs are fine. I just want a snack machine.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, the Biden-Harris administration understands the challenge that higher education has been for so many people across the country. So 40 million people are eligible, in our opinion, for debt relief. We're working on loan forgiveness. We've forgiven over $48 billion, with a B, to make sure that people have access to higher education. We're not stopping.
Secretary of Education, you know the people that be forgiving the loans. Okay. Can you take care of my student loans?
I guess players showing up to the White House does help draw attention to the important issues. But how are we going to elevate these cabinet members to sports stardom?
Roy Wood Jr., Daily Show. When championship teams visit the White House, the president gets a jersey, but no one else. Are you jealous?
No, I'm not jealous. Of course the president gets a jersey.
Well, you know what? I made you a jersey.
Huh?
It's for you.
Oh, wow. That's something. Where'd you get it from?
Oh, my cousin stole it. He worked at a t-shirt shop.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Roy.
They loved my jersey idea.
You know, I have an 8-year-old who can can do that too.
So I gave out some more. Then started hooping with some Oakland rappers. Man, I need to come back next year as a player.
Cool. Good to meet you, Coach Kerr.
You too.
Hey, I used to play rec league. If you need another two guard, just let me know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you have a card? Or I'll just call you.
We're taking out for general media now.
Yeah. I'm going to call.
Thank you, Roy. All right. Stay tuned, because when we come back, I'll be talking to the president of the Planned Parenthood. So don't go away. We coming back.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome back to The Daily Show! Every year, more than 600 Planned Parenthood health centers nationwide provide health care services to millions of patients. My guest tonight is the president and the CEO of the Planned Parenthood. Please welcome Alexis McGill Johnson! You look. They think all of us look crazy and want to be fighting for it, you know? Let me tell you how important Planned Parenthood is to me. It's just one of the most important things in my life. You know, I didn't have my parents in 17 and 18. I didn't have my mom. And Planned Parenthood taught me everything. Yes. And that's real talk. And I'm pretty sure that you guys have done that for a lot of girls. So, if you listen to the people on the right, they think that Planned Parenthood is an abortion factory. Like, you know, that's like back-to-back abortions with a side of fries. You know what I'm saying? What I want to get clear here today is, what are the actual services of Planned Parenthood?
Well, thank you, Leslie, for asking me that question. And thank you for sharing how important Planned Parenthood has been for you, because that has been the story for so many people in their lives. Planned Parenthood really represents reproductive freedom. We sell freedom and agency. Mm-hmm. It means that when you walk into a Planned Parenthood health center, you may be coming for birth control, STI testing, cervical cancer screenings, breast cancer screenings, gender affirming care. And yes, we proudly provide abortion, because that is also part of healthcare. Mm-hmm. That is the work that we do.
I think people realize that men can go to Planned Parenthood for services too, and they should. I think when men hear parenthood, they just start running. Tell me the services that you provide for people with penises.
Yes, men are like one of the fastest growing demographics at Planned Parenthood. They come for the same set of services. They come to get access to condoms. They come to get access to STI screenings. They come for vasectomies increasingly after the Dobbs decision, right? They are coming in.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, maybe we need to market it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we need to have a better market. Like, we treat the meat. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood presents the Dick Fixers. You know what I'm saying?
We do that too.
But like, do you think men are embarrassed about what they need to come in for? Because let me tell you something, men, it's important that men get checked out. Their sexual health affects their wives, partners, and girlfriends too. Roe versus Wade was overturned 7 months ago, and it's important for men to come in also. Tell them, please, how important it is.
Yeah, it is so critical. I mean, first of all, stigma around sexual reproductive health care affects everybody, so it does affect men. They may not talk about it, but they are certainly coming to Planned Parenthood to get it checked out, right? I mean, you know, they see something, they need to say something. They need to come in and make sure
that they're getting care. Say something.
But they are being affected. But they are really being affected by this Dobbs decision, right? Because, you know, I mean, on the other side of every single abortion, every choice that someone makes to not continue a pregnancy, we are also seeing the impact on miscarriage management. We're also seeing the impact on their wives, on their daughters, on their sisters, on their workers, on their coworkers. And so men, I would say, actually are showing up in a much stronger way. There's a lot of them out there freestyling because they still don't know how our bodies work, how our periods work, how our pregnancies work. But there are a lot of men who are showing up, and I think it is really important to give them the energy to continue to do that.
Yes. Yes. How do we combat that? Like this thing about our rights and everything. How we keep these motherfuckers out of pussy?
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, we have to be clear that the Supreme Court made a decision, but the Supreme Court doesn't get the last word. We do.
Yes!
And we are going to need to fight state by state because they are coming for birth control. They are coming for IVF. They are coming. They're literally trying to bankrupt us in Texas, right? Planned Parenthood in Texas. They are trying everything they can to stop people from getting access to care. But what we have in, you know, people like you who are just, you know, passionate about freedom, passionate about justice, is an opportunity to really be a leader and a volunteer.
Ooh! Ooh! Oh. Now, you know you shouldn't give me no damn bullhorn. I'ma be out there on the streets going, hey, women! Hey, women, are you leaking? Come to Planned Parenthood so we can do some peeking. You know what I'm saying? Come in quick so we can fix your dick. You know?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
All right, we're gonna take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this!
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Yes! Well, that's our show for tonight. But before we go, Planned Parenthood is an irreplaceable part of this country's healthcare system. For many people, it's their only source of healthcare. If you can support them in their work, please donate at the link below.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast. Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.